Oh, wow. I'm impressed. You still won't tell me anything. Your cock is throbbing and leaking pre-cum. I've offered to give you the best blowjob of your life, and you still won't cooperate. You're so stubborn. I think we'll have lots of fun together. You know, I remember the last stubborn person I had. He went days without telling me anything. In fact, he was so stubborn, he wouldn't even say that he won't cooperate. He wouldn't say anything at all. He would just glare at me. So one day, I decided not to say anything at all to him either. I just got between his legs and I kissed the head of his cock. And then I kissed it again and again until it was hard and throbbing and pre-cum was leaking from the tip. Once I saw the pre-cum, I licked it off with the tip of my tongue. Then I closed my mouth and just stared at him. I didn't say anything. We were completely silent. Except he was breathing a little hard. And every time a drop of pre-cum appeared, I'd stick my tongue out and lick it off. And then go back to doing nothing. With my lips just millimeters from the tip of his dick. Whenever it looked like he might start to go soft, I'd kiss his cock again until it was as hard as I wanted. Then I'd stop. I don't know how long that went on. An hour? Maybe more? Just me licking off his pre-cum and occasionally kissing his cock to keep him hard. Eventually, he was breathing harder. So I opened my mouth and started to softly blow air on the head of his cock. I stopped kissing. I stopped licking off pre-cum. I just blew air on his tip. Well, I teased him and kept him on edge for so long that eventually, just this little bit of stimulation sent him over the edge. He blew his load right on my face without me even touching his cock. And he hadn't come in weeks, so it was a really thick load, which got all over my forehead, my nose, my lips. I even opened my mouth so he could get some of it onto my tongue. You won't believe it, it was everywhere. You know what I did afterwards? Once he had squirted out that massive load, and his poor cock was all tired and drained and incredibly sensitive, I gave him the most intense, most furious blowjob of his life. I was merciless. He kept whimpering. He even started speaking to me, would you believe? Saying that he was too sensitive and pleading with me to leave his cock alone. I didn't care, of course. I just sucked harder and harder, never letting up, just forcing him to the brink of another orgasm. And then I stopped. Right as he was about to come, I stopped. And then I got up and I left the room. And I didn't come back until the next day. The next day, I gave him another blowjob. This was really slow and gentle, almost loving. Really? I told him I was sorry for blueballing him the previous day. I told him that if he would just cooperate, I would take such good care of him. I gave him this incredibly sweet and caring and luxurious blowjob, gently taking him right up to the point of no return. And then I stopped. Because he wasn't cooperating. I got up and left the room and didn't come back for another day. When I did, I told him I was sorry for treating him like that. I told him I would make it up to him, and I got right on top of him and started riding him. I held his face to my chest, and I told him to tell me when he was getting close so we could come together. And when he was throbbing hard, leaking precum inside me, and getting ready to blow his load, I got off him. Masturbated myself to orgasm and left the room. Because he's still not cooperating with me. The next day was when I was finally able to break his resistance. That day, I brought in one of my assistants. She's a really helpful and eager girl with a nice face and amazing tits. You see, I'd figured out that this guy was really into breasts. So I had my assistant tit fuck him. Her breasts were big enough to completely envelope his cock, except for the tip, which stuck out of her cleavage. So while she tit fucked him, I leaned over, took his cockhead into my mouth, and sucked while he worked him over with her impressive bosom. That poor man. He hadn't come in almost 3 days, and I'd gone out of my way to blueball him for the last two. And all of a sudden, now he has two women working him over. One just squeezing his throbbing shaft between her warm, cozy, pillowy tits, and another sucking the pre-cum right out of his tip. And of course, he knew by this point that we were going to stop right as he was about to come. That's what broke him, of course. He started telling us everything, and after that, we made him come. We made him blow his load again until he was completely spent. He gave up all the information he had just because of that. But of course, that's enough about him. The question now is, what am I going to do with you?